Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But would it remain the greatest nation on God's green earth if the states split up? If we go through a national divorce? I mean, it was stupid enough when Marjorie Taylor Greene had that to say as a suggestion. Now there is polling that shows that 47% of Republicans and over a third of Americans in general think it's a good idea. Let's split up the country. The problem with the divisions that you have from state to state, from Republicans to Democrats, from candidate to candidate, they have become so bitter, so toxic, so poisonous to the country that people are again talking about breaking up the union. Now, why is that? Is that because the distinctions, the ideological distinctions, the essential distinctions are so profound or so deep? No, it's because those distinctions are so trivial. And the tribalism that separates us is so profound and so deep. That's the theme of a very important and highly readable book that I couldn't recommend more enthusiastically. It's called The Myth of Left and Right, How the Political Spectrum Misleads and Harms America. It's by two brothers, both of whom are distinguished academics. Hiram Lewis is an associate professor of history at Brigham Young University, Idaho. He received his Ph.D. from the University of Southern California and was previously a visiting scholar at Stanford. And his brother, Verlin Lewis, is Sterling Professor of Constitutional Studies in the Department of History and Political Science and the Center for Constitutional Studies at Utah Valley University. Hiram Lewis and Verlin Lewis, thanks very much for joining us on the show and congratulations on the book.
Happy to be with you, and thanks for having us on.
Thanks so much, Michael.
What was your initial reaction with all of the attention that's been given to Marjorie Taylor Greene's brilliant idea of a national divorce?
I'll let Verlin take that one. That sounds like a political science question.
Sure. Well, I'm not sure science is the right word. It's a political question.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I'm teaching my students this semester an American presidency course, and we're actually just going over the Civil War right now. Of course, this nation has faced calls for secession and division before, but I think you're getting at something, Michael, in your comments that is really accurate, that Americans today think that they're more divided than they really are. And one of the reasons for this is a false left-right paradigm, the way we think about politics. We say that there's this unidimensional spectrum and everyone can be placed on the left or the right. And so when we think about politics in this way, we think, well, whatever side of this spectrum I'm on, all of my issue positions are philosophically coherent, and I'm correct about everything, and everyone who isn't on my side of the spectrum is wrong about everything. And we say this is a false way to think about politics. We think that it's actually more useful and it's more accurate to think about politics in multidimensionality, that there's lots of different issues in politics. There isn't just one. And for us to think that there is only one issue in politics is misleading, and it's also harming our country. Our research finds that people who think about politics in terms of the left-right spectrum tend to be less intelligent and less charitable than they would otherwise be if they dispensed with that mental framework.
Okay, you give examples of why the simplification that people use, it's something you refer to in the book, and the book, again, is The Myth of Left and Right. You refer to it as essentialism, is that the idea that they, basically there's one big conflict, and the conflict is between those who believe in big government and those who believe in smaller government and more individual liberty. And you give a number of examples of of contradictions where it just doesn't fit describing some of the issues that we actually encounter. Hiram Lewis, what's an example of some of that inconsistency so that it's not one great big essential difference over the size of government? It's more than that.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I mean, the dictionary definition will say that conservatives are in favor of preservation and liberals are in favor of change, and that's the fundamental difference between left and right. But everybody has their own idea of what left and right is really about, and so you're citing one of the popular essences, and that's big versus small government. Now, this is obviously nonsense. One, because we can find domestic examples of presidents who are considered right-wing who nonetheless radically expanded the size of government. George W. Bush and Donald Trump are two examples. Now, if that was indeed the essence of right versus left, then when George W. Bush ratcheted up the size of government way more than Bill Clinton had, people would have said, whoa, Bush moved the country to the radical left. Instead, they said, no, he moved it to the radical right. So so the essences simply don't work. And then, of course, you can look internationally, too. Mussolini was considered a far-right dictator, and yet he believed everything in the state, nothing outside the state, everything for the state. Adolf Hitler was a national socialist, and yes, he was indeed a socialist. He believed in nationalizing industry and radical redistribution of wealth and total government control of the economy. That's the very definition of socialism, and yet he's considered on the far right. So if the spectrum was defined by how much government you believe there ought to be, then we would have put Hitler on the far left, but in fact we don't. So the bottom line is there's more issues in politics than simply size of government, and therefore we can't simply use one spectrum. All we're saying in our book, we're just saying the emperor has no clothes. This should be obvious to everyone who thinks about it for 2 seconds. There's simply more than one issue in politics. And if indeed there is, then why are we pretending there's one issue? Because the spectrum, by definition, can only model one issue. So we're just asking us to do what we do in every other realm of life. Nobody talks about a medical spectrum because we all know there's more than two kinds of diseases. We all know that there's more than two kinds of treatments, two kinds of doctors. So given that reality, we have to talk in multidimensional terms about medicine, and we should be talking in multidimensional terms about politics, too.
Okay, you mentioned something there that I know that some listeners are going to be concerned about. You talked about Trump expanding the size of government. How did Trump participate, as George Bush did, as most American presidents have done, in actually expanding the size of the federal government?
Merlin, go ahead.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people will say, well, Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress, they had to increase government spending and the size of government because of the COVID pandemic, and this was an unprecedented thing. But if you even look before the COVID pandemic hit the United States, Trump and Republicans in Congress were vastly, dramatically increasing government spending. I mean, for the first time in American history, government spending passed $4 trillion with a Republican control of Congress and a Republican in the presidency. So Republicans have been doing this for a long time, increasing the size and scope of government. And yet we say that this is a move to the right for some reason. I mean, Donald Trump campaigned on an unwillingness to reform entitlement spending, which makes up such a huge part of the federal budget. And yet we label him an extreme right-winger, right, for the same reasons that Hiram just talked about with people calling Mussolini an extreme right-winger. And it has nothing to do with the size of government. The only thing that these labels, left and right, tell us is social group affiliation. They're basically redundant terms. Left basically means Democrat. Right basically means Republican. But it provides no useful substantive information about issue content. And the reason that we think we should get rid of the left-right spectrum is because it implies something false, right? Partisan labels like Democrat and Republican, those are useful because they imply something true, which is that these are political groups and that people identify with them for social reasons.
Okay, so and right. you actually have a great analogy in there, which is that people identify for their favorite sports teams. And I was using the example of the Yankees and the Red Sox, which is a long-term competition. And does that really say something about who you are, if you are a Yankees fan or whether you're a Red Sox fan? That's the whole essence of tribalism, which we will get to in a moment, which is part of what is damaging our country, according to professors Hiram Lewis and Verlin Lewis, their book, The Myth of Left and Right. We will be right back.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show. Don't go anywhere. Your cultural crusader will be right back after these messages. In the meantime, head on over to michaelmedved.com. And if you haven't already, consider becoming a medhead. It's just $7.50 a month for the basic membership. And check out becoming a premium member that has a lot more benefits, all at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the questions questions among many that are asked and answered in the new book by the Lewis brothers. It is called The Myth of Left and Right. And one of the questions that they ask is it really religion that divides the two parties? And they go into some of the history of the whole party system in the United States. And once upon a time, the Democrats were a much more likely place to find people who were white evangelical Protestants. And once upon a time, it was much more common to find pro-life Democrats than it was to find pro-life Republicans. And how did that change? Well, it changed because this, unlike the system in Britain, for instance, with the Tories and the Whigs, the divisions here in the United States have been more fluid. And the affiliations of people have had to do with tribalism, family background, your social grouping, and more. One of the things that I liked about the book very much is it brought up this sports analogy, is people sometimes identify very deeply with a sports team. I mean, I remember they had all these articles about people who wanted to be buried in their Boston Red Sox or Chicago Cubs uniforms. And I don't mean people who played, I mean fans. What do we do to try to reduce the level of tribalism where it's not only that you love your side, but you hate the other side? That's damaging to the country, no?
Absolutely. Can I go ahead on that one?
Please.
Yeah. So I completely agree. And we like the sports team analogy because, you know, obviously people who follow sports teams admit they're being tribal. They know they're being tribal. There's no delusion there. The problem with politics is the myth of left and right makes people think they're being philosophical. So imagine, if you would, that sports teams, you know, sports fans, let's say you're a fan of the L.A. Lakers, and you saw all the players that played for the Lakers, and you made up a story saying, well, they're all philosophically connected. They all have a common underlying essential characteristic that binds them, such as speed or something, right? And then, you know, that's basically what we have going on. So, you know, another metaphor we like to use is, you know, grocery baskets. Currently, Michael Medved goes to the grocery store, and he walks in, and he says, I like Swiss cheese, and then he grabs some kale, and if he's feeling naughty, he'll go get some ice cream or something. But what if they instead stood out front of the grocery store with two baskets of groceries and said, Michael, you have to choose one or the other? Now, that's basically how it is in politics, and we're not necessarily against that. We think there may be advantages to the two-party system. So Michael would have to say, darn, this one has the kale and the ice cream, but not the Swiss cheese. I guess I'll take cart A. Now, that would be fine. But what Michael wouldn't want to do, and what we are all doing in politics, is saying, no, actually, everything in this basket is better than everything in that basket, because they're all philosophically connected. That would be self-delusion. So you asked, what can we do to reduce the pathology and to make our politics more sane, is to give up the delusion, to realize that our parties are baskets of policies. There is no essential conservatism that underlies the Republican Party's policies. There isn't an essential progressivism that underlies the Democratic Party's policies. This is the myth of left and right. And shedding that myth and just realizing that, hey, it's tribe, not philosophy, would help us keep them at arm's length. There's a lot of really good psychological studies that show this to be the case.
Why do you think that, given the fact that generally we have overwhelming support and affection for this country, but it does seem that at the extreme left and the extreme right, there is a much more negative view of the United States and our history. The left emphasizes our history and wants to radically change it in a left-wing direction, and the right looks more at the present and wants to change it in a radically right-wing direction. And it's really people more in the middle who seem to appreciate the United States with all of our contradictions and all our flaws, no?
So, Michael, I think we would just modify the way you frame that question a little bit, which is to say that the people who are most vehemently attached to their political tribe tend to hate America because they love their tribe more than they love their country. So we
I just want that to sink in for people. It's such a powerful point. Go ahead.
Yeah, because we would say that, you know, the typical left-right framing actually isn't useful, because think about our politics today. Most people, if you ask them, would say, well, you know, Bernie Sanders and his supporters are on the extreme left, and Donald Trump and his supporters are on the extreme right. And so they have the opposite on everything. Well, if you actually look at their issue positions, there's a lot of overlap. I mean, Trump, in a way, wanted to and did increase the size and scope of government. He increased government spending. He increased government deficits. He increased government control on trade policy. Right? He wanted a less interventionist foreign policy. There was actually a lot of overlap. But the supporters of each of those groups are so vehemently and irrationally attached to those political groups that they're willing to trash on the country that should be bringing us together. I mean, you've talked about the CPAC conference that's going on in Maryland right now. I mean, a lot of the things that are being said at that conference we would not recognize as conservatism 20 years ago. Why is that? Because the very meaning of conservatism has changed drastically since the days of Ronald Reagan. And the same can be said of liberalism. These are not coherent and enduring philosophical belief systems. They are social groups whose values are constantly evolving as the political parties evolve with them. So we wouldn't say actually that there's people, to say someone's on the extreme left or extreme right just simply says that they're extremely committed to the tribe no matter what the tribe does. And we can see that with, for example, you've talked about people who identify as conservative. Right? A lot of these people 20 years ago or 30 years ago during the Clinton administration said that character is really important in elected officials. And people would run surveys and ask them, how important do you think this is? And it used to be that conservatives, much more than liberals, believed that character mattered. Now, 30 years later, you survey the same data, and people who identify as conservative as liberal have completely flipped on this position. Well, why is that? Well, that's because of tribalism. They've simply adapted to go along with what their tribe is doing.
Okay, what needs to be done? If you were, and we have only a few moments left, what would be the best possible outcome that you see could be there for the election of 2024, very briefly?
Is to go granular. Instead of talking about left and right as if there's only one issue, start talking about many issues. Talk about each issue individually instead of pretending that they all go together on a spectrum.
Look, what a good and solid piece of advice. And there's so many eye-opening bits of history and analysis and statistics in the fantastic new book by the Lewis brothers, Hiram Lewis and Verlin Lewis. Doctors Lewis, congratulations on The Myth of Left and Right. We've posted it at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
You're listening to a best of The Michael Medved Show. Stay tuned. Your cultural crusader will be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's arrived in New York for tomorrow's arraignment on what's believed to be dozens of charges stemming from alleged money paid to an adult film actress during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Virginia grade school teacher who was shot by one of her students in January is suing. Abigail Zwerner contends administrators at the school failed to act despite knowing the child's history of violence. Crude oil prices are up by about 6% today on word that Saudi Arabia is reducing production. So what's that mean at the pump?
It's possible, based on this movement in oil prices, that we could see gas prices increase anywhere from 10 to 15 cents.
AAA's Mark Jenkins in Tampa. Saudi Arabia says it wants to maintain stability. End of the college basketball season tonight. Connecticut plays San Diego State for the men's championship in Houston. Last night, LSU beat Iowa for the women's national title. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's a report that says that the data show that the U.S. murder clearance rate, which reflects the proportion of total homicides solved by police, dropped to the lowest point ever in all of American history. Why would that be? We will get to that in a moment. Let me go first to Scott, who's calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. Scott, you're on the MedVed Show. Scott, you're on.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I just had a question. What about the definition of conservatism versus progressivism that was expounded by Leo Strauss? Are you guys familiar with that?
Well, first of all, the professors Lewis are no longer with us, but I'm very familiar with it. I studied under a prime student of Leo Strauss when I was in college, a guy named Carl Deutsch, who was his one of his proteges. But what definition are you referring to by Dr. Strauss?
Well, according to Dr. Strauss, progressivism is driven by the prevailing values, which are egalitarianism and permissiveness. So you have these two values driving towards a, you know, utopia, I guess, kind of a Hegelian utopia or something like that.
Okay, so you have, you're saying on the liberal side, on the left side, the progressive side, you have a permissiveness and egalitarian ideas. The problem is that egalitarian ideas really counteract permissiveness often, right? Because if you want to enforce an egalitarian order, then if people are making too much money, you take it away from them. And that's not permissive, is it?
No, it isn't. But I'm just telling you what Strauss's definition was, which I totally agree with.
And
so
the
he's saying you have permissive egalitarianism driving the culture, and the conservatives are afraid that it will result in the final tyranny. And we're kind of seeing a lot of this now, I think, where we don't know very basic things. I don't want to get into controversial subjects or anything like that.
Why not? That's what we do. That's why talk radio exists. So what's the controversial subject that you think is bringing us to the final, the end of days, basically?
No, I'm not saying the end of days. I wouldn't be like that. You're going to get some kind of a plateau, a socialistic kind of capitalistic plateau. But think about it. Like the transgender, the whole thing about transgenderism. Let me ask you a question. How horrible is it for children if you confuse them even more than you need to be confused?
Oh, I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible indeed. And I think what's particularly horrible is that people are in many states, there's already the situation where you can't buy an insurance policy without basically paying extra money for that insurance policy, because you're paying for all of the insurance for gender confirmation surgery and other treatments that you may not support or believe in that are highly controversial. But I'm not sure what your point was when you said we'd get into controversial subjects. The fact that there is controversy, and there's lively controversy around just about everything in America right now, that's not an indication that we are near some colossal upheaval or overturning of the ordered liberty, which has been the great gift of this country to its people for years and years and years. Appreciate your call and your perspective, Scott. Thank you. John wrote in an email. He says, I disagree completely with the guy saying the change about character matters being tribe-related. It seems more like a matter of having learned a lesson from the fact that the Clinton presidency proved it actually doesn't matter. But let me explain, John, what he was talking about, because he does that in the book, and it's a very big focus of the book, is that Republicans use the slogan, character counts, and they went after Bill Clinton because his record as, and going back to service as governor of Arkansas, was very complicated. I mean, the whole Paula Jones story, for which Clinton paid $800,000 in damages, for goodness sake, was shocking. And the Democratic response was, that has nothing to do with the presidency. Look at my stock portfolio. Look at how the economy is booming. Look at what a clever guy Clinton is and what a astute president. And at that time, the Republicans said, no, 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 character's number one. With Trump, when it comes to paying hush money to porn stars, imagine if Clinton had done that, what the Republican reaction would be. And now it's Republicans, by and large, who are saying, look, this doesn't matter. These are personal matters. It doesn't really impact his leadership skills. Look at how wonderful Trump was as our president. So none of these issues play any role. And you said, then this came in from Christian. And Christian writes, has the rise of social media played a major factor in the tribalism that has created this great sense of division in our country? Absolutely. And boy, they have a whole chapter devoted to it in their book. If so, and as it seems tied to so many other problems, do you think we would ever get to the point of considering banning social media? No, that's a First Amendment problem. You can't do that. particularly if we find strong evidence that we were much happier and more united before it. Look, there were some people who talked about banning television. As a matter of fact, in Britain, where most television was traditionally under the government, they limited the amount of time that they would broadcast. They didn't have broadcast late at night or that early in the morning. They didn't have breakfast TV because they were afraid people would watch too much TV. That didn't last. And I think that our general sense in this country has to be you counteract the influence of social media by, first of all, installing standards in your own home, which I think is very important for kids, but then also trying to counteract it and taking some of the social media that can actually work for good. And then this came in from Tom, I believe. And Tom writes, 25 plus years ago, you were the first conservative talk show host I've heard. I was astounded. You didn't tell me what to think. You told me what I've already thought, but I didn't realize that at the time. Example, I asked myself when I was 10, why am I getting a trophy for doing nothing? Many more. I fly heavy jets all over the planet. When people ask me, what's your favorite country? Too many are surprised by my answer, this one. Thank you from a very proud American. Well, thank you. That is a terrific sentiment. And actually, I'll not only pass this on to my wife, thank you, but save it. Appreciate that.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Rising star Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in Rocket Man, now portrays another real-life character, a video game entrepreneur, who becomes obsessed with securing the worldwide rights to a bewitching new game in 1989. It's called Tetris, now streaming on Apple TV+.
It's poetry, art, and math all working in magical synchronicities.
Tetris. I don't get it.
The Soviet Union had worldwide rights.
I'm going to go to Moscow.
And most of the movie is set in Moscow at the very verge of the collapse of the Soviet Union, with Mikhail Gorbachev as a significant character. Some of the business-oriented deals and double crosses may be hard to follow, but Edgerton portrays such an obsessed and audacious protagonist that you stick with him through all the international twists and turns. Rated R for some scenes of fairly intense violence, but 3 stars for Tetris, almost as captivating as the game itself. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Sometimes there are natural phenomena that confuse people, and that seems to be the case with the mysterious white dust, which is getting publicity now all around the world, frankly. We will get to that in a moment, but something that shouldn't confuse people because it's perfectly natural. In fact, it's made from all natural ingredients, and it really does work. Is balance 7. If you're feeling tired and old and worn out, that could be your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Balance 7 can change that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. It also helps to reduce heartburn, and it is made with all natural ingredients. You can check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and you get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. In 3 days' time, you'll feel the difference. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, or call 800-793, it's toll-free, of course, 800-793-9039. Okay, they're reporting in the Daily Mail that mysterious white dust that fell from the sky in Maryland and West Virginia is identified as, wait for it, pollen. This is after sparking conspiracy theories among worried locals. A mysterious white dust that fell from the sky overnight in Maryland and West Virginia has social users reported seeing the substance in the air and on vehicles in the two states on February 23rd. And they offer a bunch of pictures where it does look like, because it's not snow, it doesn't melt, and it's splotchy, it's weird. My friend in Maryland, said one local, saw a small plane dropping white dust this morning. Something weird is going on, one person posted. In response to posts commenting on this, one TikToker made a video asking if the white dust could be a chemical attack. It is not a chemical attack. This it's already been fairly well established, but the Virginia Department of Environmental Protection has since identified the substance as pollen with trace amounts of mineral matter. Mysterious white dust sparked some wild conspiracy theories. Social media users reported seeing the substance in the air and on vehicles in Maryland and West Virginia on February 23rd, and it's continued since then. The agency, the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, began investigating after residents reported seeing the substance across multiple counties late Thursday night. Social media users noted that the powder in the air and on cars appeared Friday in Northern Virginia, in West Virginia, and in Maryland. The reports have sparked an investigation by the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. The department will work with state and local agencies to collect and analyze samples to determine what the pollen is exactly. The Maryland Department of the Environment said the powder probably came from New Mexico and Texas. What? Yeah. They said that spokesman for the department, Terry Fletcher, said there's no reason to believe that the substance is linked to the Ohio train derailment, despite many theories pointing to this. He said that the northern panhandles has not experienced any air quality issues since the train accident on February 3rd. The cargo train holding hazardous materials such as vinyl chloride derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. Environmental officials continue to state that air quality levels in the area are normal, but some residents have complained about health issues they believe could be linked to the crash, such as rashes, headaches, and sore throats. Well, let us hope not. Meanwhile, there was a meeting in a hallway, and it was a meeting between the Secretary of State of the United States, Antony Blinken, and his Russian counterpart, the foreign minister of the Russian Federation, whose name is Sergei Lavrov. And they were gathered together for the G20 meeting in New Delhi. And actually, it was Blinken who asked for the right to speak to Lavrov. And they sort of gathered in the hallway and chatted. And never came to blows. No problem like that. But in a speech to the Human Rights Council, Blinken accused Moscow of repressing domestic critics, and he called for a UN investigation. Listen, this is clip one.
The government's systematic muzzling of independent voices in Russian civil society makes the work of the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the country even more important. Governments that commit atrocities abroad are also likely to violate the rights of people at home. And that's exactly what Russia is doing. The Russian government now holds more than 500 political prisoners. In January, it shuttered the Moscow Helsinki Group, one of the last human rights organizations still allowed to operate in the country. The government's systematic muzzling of independent voices in Russian civil society makes the work of the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the country even more important. This council has played a crucial role in shining a spotlight on Moscow's horrific and ongoing abuses, including through the creation of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine. The COI's first report in October concluded that Russia has committed war crimes and violations of international humanitarian law. As long as Russia continues to wage its war, the COI should continue to document such abuses, providing an impartial record of what's occurring, and a foundation for national and international efforts to hold perpetrators accountable.
And look, this is important. And there is actually coverage today about the massive tank battle that has already begun in part of the battlefields of Ukraine. And at least according to the New York Times report, going very badly for the Russians. And this is before Ukraine has even gotten the new equipment that is being provided with the American and German made tanks, which are much more up to date and apparently much better than the material from the Cold War era that the Russians are placing on the battlefield. There was this then, and this is about student debt. And when you talk about the need to go granular and to look at issues more specifically and not try to generalize. Sheila Jackson Lee, the gentlelady from Houston, a longtime Democratic ultra-liberal congresswoman from Houston, actually spoke about Ukrainian children being taken hostage by Russians, which is a real factor. They take these children, assume they're going to raise them into loyal Russians with no trace of Ukrainian identity at all. And somehow she tries to connect that with canceling the student loan debt. See if you can figure it out. It's clip 14.
I refuse to accept that this great nation, who stands alongside of the Ukrainian people, fighting for democracy around the world, so that the children of Ukraine stolen by Russians can come back to their nation and stand equal under the sun, that I refuse to accept that each and every one of you who are here, families who cannot come to this place today, mothers and fathers who are getting up with a heavy load on their back, taking children to school, trying to make ends meet because they went and accepted the challenge of an American dream and now are under the burden of usurious rates that are slapping them to the ground. I don't want to be slapped anymore.
Okay. Sheila Jackson Lee went to Harvard Law School, and I assume she probably got some, like many students do, some student loan help. And the idea that there are usurious rates that are being charged by the federal government, do you think that government loan rates are higher than what people would get in loans from private companies or private banks? Of course they're not. They are advantaged. The government has always lost money on making loans available. Speaking to someone who I don't think have benefited from student loans, there's a group of Nazi bombers in California who were just arrested by the FBI. It's an unbelievable story, and I'm shocked that we only now are hearing about it. Five bombings near Fresno. We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show. Stay tuned. Your cultural crusader will be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.